Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. Then, when the bell goes, he bolts out of school. Homer leaves work at the nuclear power plant with plutonium in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her sax. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Everyone gathers on the sofa, then the back wall rotates, taking the family into another room and leaving an identical sofa behind. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At football practice, Bart's in goal.
I have the tiger, Bart. I stopped it.
And I hurt somebody.
Boys, it wasn't easy choosing only one of you for the free week at Pele Soccer and Acting Camp. Let's all congratulate Nelson!
Thanks, Dad!
Told ya!
Afterwards...
Come on, Bart! We're gonna go sneak into an R-rated movie!
Let's call Bart and Fink!
I can't. I told my dad I'd wait for him.
Bart and Fink! Bart and Fink! Bart and Fink!
Homer, we're going to my sister's. Remember, pick up Bart!
I'm on my way!
I'm on my way is a phrase on the TV.
What'd you say, Marge?
Bart's still alone and waiting at the football pitch.
That could be Dad. Station wagon, luggage rack.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back to pretend.
The woman drives through a puddle, splashing Bart with mud. Then the heavens open and Bart gets drenched. When he tries to take cover under a tree, lightning strikes and he's catapulted away.
Dad, where are you?
Tonight on Wings! Who cares?
A nun is lifted up by the wind.
This isn't funny!
Then she explodes.
Homer Simpson, Homer Simpson, pick up Bart. Pick up Bart! Trapuke Zip! Trapuke Zip!
What have we told you about writing on the walls? Go to your room!
After 16 glorious seasons, the Green Bay faithful bid farewell to Brian Bartlett Starr.
I keep thinking I'm forgetting something. Can't think with all this noise. What am I supposed to do? Pick up Bart. Pick up Bart. Pick a bar? What the hell is pick a bar?
Homer dozes off in the bath and dreams of arriving at the football pitch.
Bart? Bart!
Bart's a skeleton.
Shut up, Flanders.
Homer finally arrives.
Hey, boy. How was soccer practice? Hey, Bart. Son? Here's my way of saying I'm sorry.
He hits a bump, and the dessert lands on Bart's head.
I know you're mad at me right now, and I'm kind of mad, too. I mean, we could sit here and try to figure out who forgot to pick up who till the cows come home. But let's just say we're both wrong and that'll be that.
Bart sees Homer as a zombie.
Now how about a hug?
Hello, New York. When Lauren asked me to host this show, I said, Lauren, why me? I mean, I did just star in my first movie with Marvin Hagler and Tova Borgnine. Yeah! Anyway, got a great show for you. Well, actually, the last half hour is a real garbage dump. We'll be right back.
Groovy guitarists play out Tuesday Night Live to the ads.
I miss Joe Piscopo.
Lost your dad?
Uh-huh.
He's not coming back, is he?
He might.
No, he's not. But at Bigger Brothers, we can help.
Bart dials the phone number.
Hello, Bigger Brothers. My name is Bart Simpson, and I don't have a father.
And now it's time for another episode of the Big Ear Family.
Honey, I'm home. Oh, I got wax in my ears. Better clean them. Huh? Huh? This goes on for 12 more minutes.
So the last time you saw your father was 6 years ago?
Yeah, he left me out on the curb for the Ashman. What a revolting development.
You brave little soldier. I've been saving someone special for a case like yours.
A cool dude on a motorbike.
Bart Simpson.
Yo.
I'm Tom. Let's ride.
Bart's dad has really pulled himself together.
Bart's not mad at me.
He called you a bad father.
Marge, when kids these days say bad, they mean good. And to shake your booty means to wiggle one's butt. Permit me to demonstrate.
No, I just think you should talk to Bart about... Good Lord!
The phone bill.
Homer, do you have an explanation for this bill?
Oh, it's that record club. The first nine were only a penny. Then they jacked up the price! It's not fair! It's not fair, I tells you!
No. Someone made $300 worth of phone calls to something called the Corey Hotline.
Wasn't me.
Lisa! Why didn't you ask our permission, Lisa?
I did. Dad, can I...
Yeah.
Honey, I know what you're going through. When I was a girl, I had a crush on Bobby Sherman. The point is, I want you to stop making these calls.
All right, Mom. I promise you will never be billed for another call.
Bobby Sherman!
It's Tomato Day at Springfield Stadium, and tomatoes are being doled out to spectators as they arrive.
Your dad ever take you to baseball games?
Nah, his game was blackjack. He bet our life savings on a single hand.
19.
Hit me.
20.
Hit me.
21.
Hit me.
22.
Don't!
If I ever meet your dad...
The start of the game will be delayed, so we can introduce the recruiter for the Springfield Communist Party.
Boom!
Yeah, this is better than Dark Day.
Now, you just let those eardrops sit for about 20 minutes. If you get bored, here's a MASH coloring book. Here's a good one. Hawkeye's antics irritate the other surgeons.
Left alone in the doctor's room, Lisa can't resist using the phone.
Hi, you've reached the Corey hotline. $4.95 a minute. Here are some words that rhyme with Corey. Glory, story, allegory, Montessori.
Okay, Bart. Tomorrow we'll blast your quads.
This meatball soup is delicious, Stimpy.
That's not meatball soup. That's my collection of fur balls and stomach acid.
You idiot! You're trying to kill me, man!
Ren's eyeballs explode.
Someday, I want to be an F-14 pilot like my hero, Tom. He lent me this new weapon called a neural disruptor.
Bart fires it at Martin.
He's not dead, is he, Bart?
Nah, but I wouldn't give him any homework for a while.
Very good, Bart. Thank you.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank an unprecedented 8-year military buildup.
Milhouse, you're next.
I have a horsey.
What?
Lisa, I'm glad you came. I know you youngins think we old-timers aren't any fun, but we'll show 'em. We'll show 'em all!
When Grandpa conks out, Lisa uses his phone.
Hi, this is Corey. I hope you and I can get married someday.
Hey, boy, where you going?
Father-son picnic.
Have a good time. Wait a minute.
Lisa, I know I can trust you to inventory this Glee Club peanut brittle.
Yes, Principal Skinner.
Now I gotta slash 40% out of the budget. So long. Science. Ah, music and art. What in blazes? Good Lord. That's a 900 number.
Let's see what's in the newspaper today. Canada stalls on trade pact.
Lisa's caught.
Hey, look at that forest fire down there.
Yeah, great.
What's the matter?
Well, I've been thinking. You've been really great to me, but there's probably some other kid who needs you even more.
Bart, I could kiss you. If the bigger brothers hadn't made me sign a form promising I wouldn't. No one needs me more than a child with your tragic upbringing. Now let's sit down at that Froggert stand.
Homer spies Tom and Bart's hang glider through binoculars.
So, that's it. Hello, son. Where have you been?
Playing with Milhouse.
No, you haven't. You've been out gallivanting around with that floozy of a bigger brother of yours, haven't you? Haven't you? Look at me.
Dad, it just kind of happened. You're taking this too hard.
How would you like me to take it? Go ahead, Bart. Have your fun. I'll be waiting for you. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, you'll see.
And what are your reasons for wanting a little brother?
Don't say revenge. Don't say revenge. Revenge? That's it. I'm getting out of here.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Simpson.
Any of these boys would be thrilled to have a bigger brother like you.
Ugly, wiener, crater face. Zooey, zooey! Maybe this was a mistake.
Do you have a bigger brother for me yet? Okay, I'll be back in an hour.
Homer watches the cute little kid leaving the agency, then battling through the fierce wind outside.
I'll take him. Do you have him in blonde?
Lisa, the only way you'll lick this is one day at a time. If you can make it to midnight without calling the quarry line, you'll know you've beaten it forever.
Midnight?
Listen to your mother, Lisa. I owe everything I have to my mother's watchful eye and swift hand. Oh, there's mother now. Watching me. What's that, mother? Well, I have a right to be here. It's school business. Mother, that sailor suit doesn't fit anymore.
I think we should go.
A man's asleep in a dumpster.
Just like Oscar the Grouch.
Homer approaches a dive.
Peppy!
Papa Homer!
Son, your life is gonna get better. Starting now.
Oh! Your son Bart sounds very bad.
Oh, he is. Son, I just want you to know I love you very much.
Shut up.
Grapefruit. I just press this button, and the door opens like magic.
Why does it stop there?
Because it's a stupid piece of junk! Ah! 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 Well, I'd better get you home. What's the matter?
I've spent every night of my life in the city. I have never seen the stars. Tell me more. I want to know all the constellations.
Well, there's Jerry the cowboy. And that big dipper-looking thing is Alan the cowboy.
Oh, Papa Homer, you are so learned.
Learned, son. It's pronounced learned.
I love you, Papa Homer.
I love you too, Pepsi.
Peppy.
Peppy.
Gotta make it till midnight. Gotta make it till midnight.
As Lisa sits in an armchair, Maggie's playing with a toy phone at her feet, and Marge is busy knitting. The clock says that it's 7. Lisa develops a twitch and grips the chair arm. The clock's second hand is stuck, Marge's needles won't stop clicking, and Maggie keeps on dialing. Lisa cracks.
Must you be forever dialing that phone?
Excuse me.
Oh, come on, hurry!
Lisa?
Marge finds Lisa asleep in the kitchen, with the phone tucked under her chin.
Lisa, you tried your best.
At the tone, the time will be 12 midnight.
I made it!
Homer and Peppy are watching TV together. At a bowling alley, Itchy traps Scratchy's tongue in the ball return, then lights a bomb and bowls it down the lane. He scores a strike, then the bomb comes back and explodes in Scratchy's mouth. Itchy then sells cat ligaments and intestines to hungry dogs at the snack bar. Bart looks under his bed.
Hey Homer, have you seen my skateboard?
I gave it to Peppy.
Who the hell is Peppy?
He's my little brother. That's right. You're not the only one who can abuse a non-profit organization.
Who needs you? Tom's a better father than you ever were.
Come on, Bart. We had our fun. Remember when I used to push you on the swing?
I was faking it.
Liar!
Oh, yeah? Remember this? Higher, Dad. Higher. Whee! Hey. Whee!
Stop that.
Push harder, Dad. Come on.
Stop
higher,
that.
Higher,
Stop
faster!
It. Stop it! Stop it!
Homer and Bart are at Marine World's Bigger Brothers Day with Tom and Peppy.
You know, the whale is not really a fish. They're mammals like you and me.
Is that true?
No.
Homer teases a dolphin with a fish.
Come and get it! Woo! Come and get it! Woo! Stupid dolphin. You got... Hey! Hey! Got my hot dog!
Uh-oh. Better not let him see me.
Bart hides behind a fish tank.
What the? Oh, it's you. So, you're looking well?
Come on, Bart. You know better than to talk to strangers.
For your information, I'm his father.
His father? The drunken gambler?
That's right. And who might you be?
Tom punches Homer into a tank, which cracks. Homer gets covered with starfish, which he throws at Tom like missiles. Tom catches them, then delivers them to another tank.
There you go, fellas.
A shark eats them.
Look, there's another disadvantaged boy.
Where?
There's a couple of guys fighting at the aquarium, Chief.
They still sell those frozen bananas?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's roll.
This just in, a fistfight is in progress in downtown Springfield. Early reports indicate, and these are very preliminary, that one of the fighters is a giant lizard. Do we have a source on this? Uh-huh, a bunch of drunken frat boys. All right, I could use some names. IP Freely.
Homer and Tom's brawl spills over into an antique shop. When Tom steps back outside, Homer's too busy smashing things to notice.
Homer?
Oh, right.
The fight continues. They tumble over a cliff, plummeting into Springfield Gorge, far, far below. Only to emerge up the other side, still locked in battle. In the street, Tom punches Homer, who lands backwards on a fire hydrant.
This is even more painful than it looks.
This is all my fault, Dad. I didn't want you to get hurt.
Now I need to find another little brother.
And I need to find another big brother.
My car's gonna feel so empty on the ride home.
And me? I have no ride at all.
I already bought a giant ham for dinner. It's gonna go to waste.
Don't talk about food. I'm so hungry.
Well, goodbye.
Wait, I've got an idea.
An idea?
Huh?
Bart joins Peppy and Tom's hands together. Tom and Peppy share a smile, then walk off, hand in hand, into the sunset.
Another beer, Dad?
Thanks, son.
Dad, remember when Tom had you in that headlock and you screamed, "I'm a hemophiliac," and when he let you go, you kicked him in the back?
Yeah?
Will you teach me how to do that?
Sure, boy. First, you gotta shriek like a woman and keep sobbing till he turns away in disgust. That's when it's time to kick some back. And then when he's lying out on the ground,
yeah,
kick him in the ribs,
yeah,
step on his neck,
yeah,
and run like hell.